Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of bedika and beer. So Chazal said that we have a chiva to do bedika, and we should do this bedika at nighttime. Chazal wanted us to do the bedika or haner. It shows up the small items very well. But on the other hand, the ner is much more effective in the dark than it is in the light. So Chazal said to do it at nighttime. Preferably a person should do it immediately at the beginning of the night. It's not just at night time. The Chazal wanted you to do it at the beginning of the night time, where it is still even right after it says, when it's still a little bit light already. Chazal wanted you to start the bedika right away. What's kosher for the use of our nair? So Chazal said that we can't use a large flame because of the people will be uncomfortable putting it in the small areas. It's not safe, so a person could use a candle. The question which comes up nowadays in regards to using a flashlight, is the halacha dafka laraner, so a incandescent flashlight, which has Chazal did we're masrich on this on a pasuk. It talks about the idea of ner. So an incandescent flashlight is mikra din acceptable to use. Non-incandescent flashlights, LED flashlights, etc., really should be acceptable as well. There are some are going to argue that that's not considered near. And therefore, preferably, if a person wants to use a flashlight, see if you can get an old-fashioned flashlight still. Now, even if a person is doing it by candle, should a person turn off the electric lights in the room? Should the rooms be done? Should a person do the bedika in the dark? Some say that a person, since the point of Chazal was it should be dark, as opposed to the light of the sun coming in. So the same thing is true in regards to turning off the electric lights in the room. And some say, I don't know, it makes it easier to check. And both opinions are brought in halacha. And there's no final decision on this issue. So a person can ask the local Orthodox rabbi what he suggests to do, and either way is considered acceptable. Even if a person is baidik by day, the halacha is if a person, for whatever reason, was not able to be baidik the night before, he forgot, or he was, whatever reason, prevented from doing so, he still has a chiyuv to use in there. Person is baidik at that point in time, he's supposed to be baidik. Again, we mentioned all places where there's potential for chametz. A person does have to check under the chairs, person has to check under the, behind the sofa, these type of things are moved. Chairs, sofas, those type of items which a person, couches, a person would move. So a person needs to check under them, behind them as well. One of the questions which comes up is regards to checking in pockets. What is the chiyuv in regards to being baidik in the kis? So the halacha is that there is a chiyuv to be baidik in the person's pockets as well. This is the opinion that the Rambam brings down in Shulchan Aruch, and I want to read you the language. So pockets and the base yad shall begotten, which apparently they used to like sort of store it inside of their sleeves, which people put chametz inside of there sometimes, duni bedika, and this would apply to the person's clothing and the person's children's clothing also. So this creates that a person theoretically should be checking the night of the night before Pesach in all of these pockets. So how do you do that? Do you do it with a flashlight? It's going to be very difficult to look with a flashlight in all these places. So can you rely on just checking it with your hand, putting your hand in and seeing if there's anything, any crumbs, or small pieces of chametz in there, etc., or not? Do you definitely need to oil in there? So this is a machlokes. And my understanding is that a person can rely on mishush yad, on just feeling his place, feeling inside the pockets to see if there's anything in there. Regards to checking beforehand, we'll talk about, is there any way where a person could clean them beforehand and not have a need to do with the night of bedika? We will talk about that. One last place I want to point out, just the common areas where people sometimes forget. In strollers, you have the bags that people put food in for the children, etc. Those type of places obviously need to be checked. The bottom of the stroller, etc. All these places a person should check to make sure that there's no chametz there, because it's very possible inadvertently that they did leave chametz there. Have a good day.